Get the best odds on all the big games this March. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app today.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey guys, welcome into another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Something a little bit different for you guys here today, and we'll do this again over the next several weeks leading up to Iowa State's season opener on September 3rd against Southeast Missouri State. We've got audio from each of the coaches' interviews that we did on Tuesday night as part of our regular media availability. So this is just Dion Broomfield, you know, dishing with reporters about the safeties room. It's Joel Gordon talking about the backup quarterback battle and what all of the guys in that conversation bring to the table, and how Hunter Deckers, of course, has continued to develop as the starter throughout the beginning of fall camp. I will warn you, you know, obviously this is kind of a media scrum scenario, so it's not like everybody's getting past a microphone and saying what their name is when they ask their question or anything like that. You're just kind of tossing it out there. So the questions will come pretty quickly, you know, where there's just no lead in or anything like that. They just jump right in, and it's kind of just a fire and answer type of situation. So just wanted to give you guys that clarification before we jump into things. We'll hear from Coach Broomfield first, talking about the safeties. We'll take a quick break, and then we will hear from Coach Gordon breaking down the quarterbacks here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.
So, yeah, I guess, opening statement. I think overall as a group, you're seeing improvement. It's pretty exciting because it's a lot of new faces, and it's a lot of opportunity for guys, and I think so far, a week and a half through camp, you got to see guys in different situations and seeing how guys are reacting. And there's been a lot of growth so far, but we got to continue to push through.
What have you seen from Malik and his progression, especially since the spring?
I think it's been more of a mindset shift and like maturity, his approach to the game. How am I preparing from a mental side of it, from the physical side of it? He has a lot of tools, a length, athleticism that he has, but his biggest growth so far has been in the film room. It's been his alignments, his assignments, things that take no talent, but you got to actually study and be on that. So that's where we've seen his biggest growth at.
How have you seen Anthony continue to grow in that as his position change?
With the position change, I think probably more just from a technique and fundamental standpoint of it. He had a really good grasp of the defense from a conceptual, like, you know, that's a credit to Coach Capone and having the corners clued in. And you know, typically, you know, your corners are like, you know, kind of out there, but you know, you gotta know what we're doing as a defense. And his transition has been more of a, man, my technique is a little bit different. I'm back a little bit further. Plays develop, and I have time to react. So just getting used to the spacing, the angles. I think all of that. He's really, I think, in the last week has grown in terms of that, and he looks really comfortable at the position now.
In your mind, what's Bo done? I mean, at the end of last year, he came on. I mean, what clicked in and.
I think it was just I think it was just repetition. You know, he was a guy that got here in the summertime in June, and it just took him time in terms of, man, we do some different things defensively in terms of techniques and assignments and alignments that are different than, you know, typically what you do in high school. So by the time he got there, he had plenty of reps during the bowl prep, and I think that's kind of what led to him kind of having the end of the season that he had.
What are you expecting from him this year?
Man, I got high expectations for everybody. You know what I mean? I think the expectation is at the position. So whether it's you're the star, you're the free, you're the strong. Like, man, when you're on the field, we expect nothing but excellence. So I think he has high expectations for himself, but it's just like anybody else in my mind.
We got a pretty good idea that Ant and Bo are going to be two of the starters. How's the depth chart look at that other spot and who are the guys there?
So we've been repping Trevion McGee, Trayvon Howard. Those have been guys that have been repping at that third spot to the boundary. And it's been, man, you saw some flashes of guys being able to compete. You know, we kind of let those guys get some rolls with the ones and see if they can hang with those guys. And it was really impressive that, man, you're either going to rise up or you're not. And I think those two guys, for a true freshman that got here in the winter, he didn't go through spring ball. It was all mental for him, for Trayvon Howard. Trevion McGee got here, you know, this summer, and to see where they're at already, I think is really encouraging for depth purposes.
So they're one and two at that,
who's that?
Spot. The two you just mentioned.
Trayvon. No, I just think it's been a rotation with Malik as well. So I think, man, my biggest deal is giving them guys opportunity to see if they can, you know, play at that level. So you're not a three, you're not a two. Like, my biggest deal is, man, we got to create the depth because everybody has to be ready to play.
Going back to Bo for a minute, he's a 4-point. Does that get in the way of football?
No, not for him. He's so advanced and so mature where, man, you don't have to worry about him academically. He's going to spend just as much time studying the playbook, studying the film, that he's that type of kid where time management, he's on point. He's meeting with his tutors, and he has everything scheduled out, and it's really impressive that. And I think the overlap, as you're seeing, is that, man, once he figures it out, he can roll and he can go, and I don't think it takes away from what he can do from a football standpoint.
This is off the field, I guess you'd say, intelligence. Lead to him asking maybe more questions in the film room or
yeah, he's very curious. Mm-hmm. And I think when you're curious like that, you get answers, and for him, man, he always wants to have an answer and have a plan for what he's trying to do. So, and I encourage guys, man, speak up. Like, if there's no dumb questions. So for him, it's like, man, like, what can I know? What is he doing? And if he knows where everybody fits in the defense, I think it just helps him play faster.
You were a straight 4-point here, right?
Gosh. I graduated.
Yeah, I know.
Trayvon Howard, yep. I mean, he played in an elite program last year, got here in the winter, spring ball. How much did his high school experience kind of prepare him for this step?
Man, I think it helped him a lot in terms of the expectation of coming in, man. All the meetings that we have, the structure of it, hey, you got to walk through. I think all of that he's been very familiar with. So coming into it, I think that's really helped. And I think when you look at some of the techniques, the terminology that we use, it's been an easy overlap for him to kind of transition into our defense.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Who's your backup quarterback right now?
Yeah, that's unsettled. It's
shocker.
It's day to day, but you know, the promising thing is that there's been great competition with everybody else that's been getting reps, and that's everybody from Ashton to Rocco to Nate Glantz, and I'm excited about that group because they work at it every single day, and they've done a really good job of taking what we've installed and having some good things happen and some bad things happening too, but learning from it and going to the next day and responding and coming back and competing. But I'm excited about that group right now.
Have you seen Rocco grow since the spring?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think for him, man, that was as beneficial as it could have ever been, you know, for a quarterback here. He got a lot of reps in the spring, and he worked really hard from the end of spring practice to the beginning of fall camp, and that was apparent. You know, there were so many little things that he was uncomfortable with, you know, even at the end of spring practice. And the beginning of fall camp, it was like, man, you know, there's been a big, you know, growth, you know, for him. And I think he's been really comfortable, you know, much more so than the spring. And he's hungry to keep working and getting better. So, yeah, there's definitely been a big benefit for him to be here in the spring.
With both of those guys having fathers with extensive NFL backgrounds, what does that mean for them?
You know, I think they've just probably been exposed to just football in general, you know, their whole life, whether it's been going to, you know, practice for Rocco and his dad was playing, you know, something like that, going to games. But Rocco's dad was a coach, Ashton's dad was a coach, and I think that, man, that goes a long way just for a quarterback, because you learn, you know, how a quarterback is supposed to lead and how he's supposed to act. And I think, you know, they learn that at a young age from their fathers, and you know, you can't have a substitute for that, you know, growing up with those fathers. They're awesome.
I guess with Rocco, does he bring a little bit maybe different dimension from some of those other QBs? I mean, he seemed really mobile and extended plays a lot in the spring. What's he kind of bring
there? Yeah, I think his skill set is probably, you know, if you were going to compare him to someone, probably more like Brock. You know, he's kind of built the same way, and his skill set is very similar. You know, he probably has some work to do for sure as far as becoming the runner that Brock was. You know, Brock was a really good, you know, runner when he had the ball in his hands. But yeah, he brings a nice skill set to the table where he can be out of the pocket and be in the pocket and do a lot of things.
2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever it is, from the opener. Is Hunter now just refining, or is he still learning, or what's going on?
Sure. Yeah, he's learning every day, you know, and this is his third training camp. And you have to give him a ton of credit for what he's put into it and learned in his time that he hasn't been the starting quarterback. And he is very in touch with everything that we're doing, not just what he's supposed to do, what everybody on the field is doing. And he's really, you know, he's really confident because of that. But he's had a heck of a camp so far, but he still makes mistakes. There's no doubt about it. You know, the shoes that he's in right now are a little bit different. You know, obviously he took over in the spring as the number one guy, but coming into, you know, training camp, it's a little bit of a different feel. And we've put a lot on his plate to kind of stress him and see, you know, how much he can handle. But he's refining some things for sure, learning new things every single day. And it's always a work in progress, and he'll have to get into the season, and there's going to be a lot of things yet to learn once we get rolling too.
Is there a dimension of his game that's underrated, or maybe fans haven't seen as much of?
Well, they haven't seen too much of him, you know, at all. But no, I think he's he has the ability to be, you know, the total package. You know, he has the ability to throw the football in the pocket, on the move, extend plays. He can run. He's been a good runner since he's been here. He's proven that, you know, in the little bit of time that he's had. But, you know, I think it's going to be exciting for everybody, you know, outside the program to really see him on the field for a full game and to see what it looks like. But he's going to be fun to watch. Got a lot to learn, but he's – man, I'm excited about him.
What have you liked from Ashton's progression since the spring?
Much like Rocco, he's more confident. You know, he hadn't had a ton of reps in last year's training camp. And really, the spring was really slow for him early on. Probably, you know, if you ask him, he probably started a little bit slow. And then he just kept coming, and he kept getting better and learning more and getting more confident, more comfortable in what we were doing. And by the end of the spring, he was a completely different player than what he was, you know, in spring practice 1 and 2. And he, like Rocco, all those guys, man, they worked really hard in May and June and July. And just walking into the first practice, the expectation of, you know, coming into his second training camp, I think he knew what it was going to be like. And yeah, he's more confident for sure.
What does Nate bring to that backup quarterback competition?
Yeah, he's a guy that has a strong arm. He's a really good runner, you know, when he has a chance to pull the football down and run with it. And he's capable of extending plays and you know, turning a broken play into something big. So he brings that element for sure.
I apologize if you were asked this, but Rocco, being the son of an NFL guy, did he come onto campus with almost like a professional mentality because his dad could tell him how to go about doing what he does?
Yeah, I think he knows just from growing up underneath his dad as a player, and then as his dad, you know, kind of moved into a coaching role his senior year. You know, he was raised, you know, by Anthony, you know, in a manner where this is, hey, you're going to play quarterback, and not just quarterback. Like, he's a great human being. He's a high character kid, and you know, he's been awesome since he's been here. So there hasn't really been any kind of, you know, work that we've had to do to, you know, mold him into, you know, a Cyclone. He walked in the door. He knew he was going to have to work hard. He knew he was going to have to compete and earn everything he got. And I'm sure he got that from his dad, you know, his whole life.